He's been fighting with governors over quarantines and has repeatedly called for people to get back to work soon. There are many similarities between President Trump and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. Their responses over the pandemic illustrate more parallels between the two leaders. Brazil has nearly 500 reported deaths from COVID-19, and as in a lot of countries, there's concern in Brazil about the impact of the disease on people who have few resources to battle the virus, like the country's indigenous communities. Michael Fox has more from northern Brazil.
This is the first sound you hear when you arrive at the Valdecans International Airport in northern Brazil. It's a warning on the loudspeaker for passengers to seek medical care if they have symptoms of the coronavirus. Nearly everyone is wearing a mask now. Even though this part of the country has remained relatively unscathed by the pandemic, Brazil has closed almost all its borders, and it's now blocking foreigners from flying into the country. Fernando Guedes sits alone in the airport's food court. He too is wearing a mask. He's a mechanical technician who's been working in the Amazon for 3 weeks. He doesn't want to go home to Sao Paulo, which has been hard hit by COVID-19. The state has almost half of all of Brazil's confirmed cases.
I'm worried because Sao Paulo is really complicated. There are a lot of people together. In the metro, in the Sao Paulo airport, I'm worried, but you have to do what you can.
Not all Brazilians are so concerned. For weeks, President Jair Bolsonaro has been working hard to convince his country that the coronavirus just isn't such a big deal.
No meu caso particular, pelo meu histórico de atleta, caso fosse contaminado pelo vírus,
in my case, with my history as an athlete, if I were contaminated by the virus, I wouldn't have to worry. I wouldn't feel anything. Or at worst, I would just have a little cold or a stuffed nose.
Brazilians have greeted his nationally televised addresses by banging pots and pans in protest. Meanwhile, Bolsonaro broke a quarantine in Brazil's capital, Brasilia, which was imposed by the governor, to walk the streets and greet supporters. He says restrictive measures should be lifted because a potential financial collapse would harm more people than the coronavirus.
Vamos devagar, vamos com calma.
That's Health Minister Henrique Mandetta telling Brazilians to stay calm. He and most of Brazil's state governors are ignoring Bolsonaro as they try to protect the country. A lockdown has been ordered in much of Brazil. The country's universal public health system is gearing up for the virus. Field hospitals are being erected to handle demand in Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, and the government has approved financial support for people facing poverty. Of major concern are the millions who live in Brazil's densely packed favelas or slums. Many people there have no access to running water.
É lógico que a doença vai ter mais chance, mais campo para se prosperar.
Osvaldo Vitorino Oliveira is a retired doctor of infectious diseases who has seen it all. He says the chance of transmitting coronavirus is greater in the favelas, and that residents there are the people with the least access to health services. And there's another population that's under threat. Brazil's nearly 1 million indigenous people. Anderson Borges is a professor of rural development at the Federal University of Pará in Altamira.
The problem is that historically, indigenous communities, because of their historic isolation, have less resistance to a good number of the non-indigenous illnesses. So these communities have greater vulnerability to a new disease like coronavirus.
It takes several hours to drive from the Amazonian city of Altamira to the Paquisamba indigenous territory. This is home to the Juruna tribe. 27 families live in a densely forested area along the banks of the Xingu River. Chief Clayson Juruna is one of them. He's 23 years old, and he's worried about what will happen if there's a coronavirus outbreak.
Antes nós tinha o programa de mais médico que trabalhava com os indígenas.
Before, we had the program called More Doctors that used to work with the indigenous peoples. Bolsonaro cut it. Now we don't have it. It would be good if we did, right now with this reality, with coronavirus.
More Doctors was a program that deployed thousands of Cuban doctors to work in some of the poorest and most remote communities in Brazil. Last year, President Jair Bolsonaro cut the program, but then he announced that the government will be starting it up again. The plan is to hire back 5,000 doctors. But this takes time, something that Brazil and these communities may not have. The first case of coronavirus in an indigenous tribe was confirmed last week in the Cocama village of San José near the Colombian border. Here in Altamira, a town in northern Brazil, the nation's agency for indigenous people, FUNAI, has ordered all visits to indigenous territories suspended. This is to protect tribal communities from infection. Meanwhile, most Brazilians are just holding on, hoping they can wade through the coming crisis as safely as possible. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.